far as the injuries go, DeVito and Macklin both have concussions. They'll be evaluated. They're in the they'll go through the protocol for concussions. It's a nice job by Mike Zimmer and his team today. For us, it was really a game of two halves. Had 51 yards of total offense in the first half and 50 yards of penalties. Completely unacceptable. And then second half, we came out. We were able to move the ball. Defense continued to play good defense. And we put ourselves in a position where to win the game. And, we didn't finish it. So we had a turnover there. Way too many penalties, way too many turnovers or sacks, turnover, all those things. Can't do that in the first half. Time's yours.
Amy, it's probably a little bit of everything, but can you talk about execution or game plan or effort?
The positives are the effort. The effort's been good. I mean, that's not the issue. I almost felt like the first half we might have been trying too hard to make something happen, and then second half we kind of settled down and functioned the way I know we can function. And so we got to find that part of it. I mean, if there's a positive you can take out of this game, it's the second half. You eliminate the turnover, and we're not a bad football team. But right now we're 1-5, and that's what we are. So we got to fix that. And I take full responsibility for penalty. I mean, that's and then my guys right there that first half. So. But obviously, the second half shows you. I mean, it's, I'm not stating the obvious here that the guys they play hard. I mean, that's what they do. So.
You mentioned that turnover pass fumble. Have you been able to see a replay of it?
I saw it. Yeah, Donald's hand. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, where Donald hit it out. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was trying to make a play. They ran a game on it, and he was trying to make a play and end up punching it out. I mean, I got it. So. Bottom line is, I mean, Sharkhandrick would be the first to tell you, you got to hang on to it no matter who it is. And particularly in that time of the game, he's a young guy that really put together a pretty good game, and he'll have better games down the road, and he'll fix that problem.
Have you seen that before?
I'm sure somewhere I have. Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have seen it today.
Andy, what was behind the decision to go on fourth down rather than take the field
goal? Well, listen, I thought it was the right thing to do. We were talking inches there. I thought we had a play in the bag there we could use, and I was wrong. So I thought we needed a spark. I think a first down there gives you a little something. All said and done, we end up 3 points short anyways with that. But I just thought at that time we needed a little something right there. And I thought we could, thought I had a good one in the bag, but it didn't work.
You challenged or at least tried to challenge that play. Did your guy upstairs see something that he
thought
was
needed,
or were you just kind of
– No, his knee didn't touch the ground. I mean, that was the bottom line. I mean, whatever – he wasn't down. So that's why I tried to challenge it. I think when you look at it, you probably see that.
How much of the first-hand struggles offensively had to do with you guys trying to see what Minnesota was going to do without you having Jamal Charles? You were able to make some adjustments.
I didn't think that was it. They kind of did what they normally do, and there weren't a lot of surprises in the first half. I thought we were kind of our own enemy there, just with the penalties. We kept every time you get something positive, you go back. I mean, there was a time where it was third and 20 plus yards. I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough look.
There's kind of been a sense here with this team that they've tried to stay positive. There's been a consistent. But, hey, we're better than this. We know
better
than this.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to, at 1-5, how do you kind of keep that going?
Yeah, crazier things have happened. So I think they could see, very obvious that second half when we came alive, that what we can do. We got to stay consistent and get it. I mean, that's the best thing I can say is the action that took place there. Positive action. We just got to do it four quarters is what you need to do. In this league, that's how it works.
Andy, looking ahead to Pittsburgh next week, you're not going to have Jamal Charles. You might not have Macklin. Do you have enough pieces to get done what you want to get done offensively, if that's the case?
Yeah, well, we didn't have Jamal Charles or Macklin that those drives there. So, we're a team. And so that's the important thing.
Andy, just made that interception, brought you the ball. Did he say something to you?
Yeah, well, we've been talking. You know, I kept telling him, you're going to get one. Somewhere along here, you're going to get one. And he got one. So that's why he handed it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you pleased with what you guys were able to do defensively against Peterson? Just kind of keeping him bothered
for most of the time? Yeah, what a great player he is, right? Future Hall of Famer. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job there. So our defensive line did some good things. Linebackers did some good things. Enough for us to stay in the game and to win the game, you know.